Mr. Perfect by Linda Howard, read by Laura Hicks.
Prologue. Denver, 1975.
This is ridiculous!
Clutching her purse so tightly her knuckles were white, the woman glared across the desk at the school principal.
He said he didn't touch the hamster, and my child doesn't lie. The very idea!
J. Clarence Cosgrove had been principal of Ellington Middle School for 6 years and a teacher for 20 years before that. He was accustomed to dealing with irate parents. But the tall, thin woman seated before him and the child sitting so sedately beside her unnerved him. He hated to use the vernacular, but they were weird. Though he knew it was a wasted effort, he tried to reason with her.
There was a witness. Mrs. Whitcomb put him up to saying that. Corin would never, never have hurt that hamster, would you, darling?
No, Mother.
The voice was almost unearthly sweet, but the child's eyes were cold and unblinking as they stared at Mr. Cosgrove, as if weighing the denial's effect on him.
See? I told you so,
the woman cried triumphantly. Mr. Cosgrove tried again.
Mrs. Whitcomb has disliked Corin from the first day of school. She's the one you need to be interrogating, not my child.
The woman's lips were thin with fury.
I spoke with her 2 weeks ago about the filth she was putting in the children's heads and told her that while I couldn't control what she told the other children, I absolutely would not have her speaking about...
She darted a glance at Corin.
S-E-X to my child. That's why she's done this.
Mrs. Whitcomb has an excellent record as a teacher.